As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And the pitch, swung on, blasted. Left field, Kepler is back. He's out of room. It is gone. And Javier Sanoa, with his first home run, has turned this game around in the eighth. It's a 3-run shot. And the Marlins now lead it 5-4.
Who? Javier Sanoa. Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Buzz in for Kyle behind the glass today. You guys with us. We got a lot to do here. Daily Mock later in the show. We got a great prize to give away. Rhea will join us at 11. An update on the A.J. Brown situation, and we hope he gets his car back, as we found out about that as well this morning. A lot to discuss. Big series of the Phil starting tonight up in New York against the Mets. After they won 2 out of 3 against the Marlins, but I feel like crap afterwards because this bullpen. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, it was warm last week, and I just want to say this to the ladies, but, you know, some guys, too. Make sure when y'all go get those pedicures, get the back of them heels, too, because ain't nothing worse than seeing them cracked heels that people have when y'all put them sandals on, man. Okay. That ain't a good look. You know, be looking all nice up top, and then your feet looking all cracked. Get your feet done, man, for real. Get your feet done.
You know what? Sometimes your Daily Douglas has nothing to do with what we're going to talk about, but it leads me right into everything we're going to talk about. You know why? Because that could be a real comparison to the Phillies. Because at first it looks nice, right?
Yeah, but then you get down to them feet.
You get down to that
them,
bullpen.
Them heels is cracked.
Yeah, then we got a crack, and it's the bullpen. Hugh, a lot to talk about today. And, it, you know, big picture, they won 2 out of 3 this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Like, it should be a... I heard the morning show was discussing positive, negative. How do you feel about the weekend?
Yeah.
Well, they did win 2 out of 3, which is probably what we would have said when we left on Friday. Get 2 out of 3. But, Hugh, it's the way they won 2 out of 3, where they dominated on Friday, where Wheeler was great, and Harper and Schwarber. Great night on Friday in the City Connect. And then Saturday, they're winning that game 11-4. And it's like, all right, we got this. A blowout of the Marlins. Let's get the sweep on Easter with Jesus. And then they almost lose that game on Saturday because Jordan Romano just took a match to kerosene and just almost lit the whole place on fire. Then yesterday, they get a good start out of Luzardo. They get good offense in the first inning. And, Hugh, this bullpen rears its ugly head again. They blew that game yesterday. I mean, Hugh, they almost lost 2 out of 3 to the Marlins for one reason. This bullpen right now, and I feel like this is Groundhog Day for us because we keep talking about it. Hugh, they've got an issue down there. I mean, they have 3 guys right now that Topper trusts, and the problem is he keeps using them every day.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of run. They're getting a lot of burn.
Yeah, and now we're wearing them out. I think that was the problem, part of the reason yesterday that Kirkland didn't pitch well. They got a real issue here. Because how do you feel right now about the weekend and the team? Because 2 out of 3 was great, but, man, that bullpen, they almost lost 2 out of 3 of the Marlins.
Oh, and there was some errors in the field. Rojas made a few. You know, some other guys,
Stott had a bad moment, yeah.
I look at it like this, Joe, and this is how I honestly thought about it. Initially, when I saw it, I was like, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
But?
It's like, man, I started thinking about it like football. Hey, you might need that game.
Yeah.
Like, that might be one of those games that you need. And it's a tomato can.
The Marlins are a tomato can, yeah.
Like, you know, if that fits in this situation. The tomato tan.
Man, here we go.
Yeah, the tomato tan fits in this situation. So you got to get that win, man. And that's what made it unfortunate. But at the end of the day, you won the series, but you should have won that game.
Yesterday. Yes. All right. So we don't just present problems. We present solutions on the Midday Show. And Hugh, I've been listening, you know, since the game ended yesterday. You know, Buzz was actually hosting last night. I heard him a little bit. I heard the morning show today.
And no, Buzz was hosting.
He was hosting last night.
Every weekend.
Look at you. I mean, I know it's every weekend, but I'm like, damn, Buzz, you.
Well, he had to come back early. Yeah.
You had, hey, you pulling an all-nighter.
He's doing a lot of work.
You must ain't got no girlfriends.
He does have a girlfriend.
I do.
You do?
Yeah,
is she okay? She okay with this?
Yeah, she's okay with
it. He's got to make the bucks.
Look at God. Look at God.
Look at God. Well, unfortunately, God's not looking at this bullpen right now. If he is, he's turning away from it. I can't look at it either. But Hugh, they have an issue right now. We all agree, right? We're beyond saying the bullpen's not an issue. It is. And I keep hearing a lot of people say, well, what are they going to do? They're going to have to do this. They're going to have to do that. They're going to have to trade for somebody. They're going to have to cross their fingers. No, there's a solution here. And all it takes is getting a little bit uncomfortable. There is a solution to the Phillies' bullpen problems that is clear as day to me.
What you got?
They have one of the best pitchers on the planet Earth right now. And he's in Clearwater, Florida. And his name is Andrew Painter. And I understand the idea is he's a starter, right? And he's
starter.
He's the next. I mean, the first time I looked
hard
at him.
Hard S. Starter.
Starter. I understand what he is and what he's supposed to be. And first time I watched him, I thought he looked like Justin Verlander. I think he could be a special pitcher. But is the goal of this season to develop players, or is the goal of this season to win the World Series? For me, it's to win the World Series. And I look at this bullpen, and I think it could stop them from winning the World Series. We know what their offense is. It's good enough to make the playoffs, certainly. We know what their starting pitching is. They have three big-time starting pitchers right now with Wheeler and Sanchez and Luzardo. Three big-time starting pitchers. They have one in Nola who's struggled, but I think we all think eventually.
Yeah, he got to come up big tonight, though.
Yeah, big one against the Mets. But Aaron Nola, you know what? All right, he's the fourth pitcher. I think he'll figure it out enough. And in the fifth spot, your guy Taiwan and hopefully soon Ranger, they could get by there. What they don't have is a bullpen that is reliable. And Andrew Painter, I understand he's coming off of surgery and they want to develop him. But right now, he's healthy enough to pitch 2 and 3 innings at a pop. He just did it on Friday night down in Clearwater. And I'm looking at this and I feel like the answer is right in front of them. Instead of waiting till the trade deadline and crossing your fingers you get someone or trading more prospect capital to get a relief pitcher, start transitioning Painter to the bullpen. That guy throws 100 miles an hour. He dominates every level he goes at. There's no doubt in my mind he could come up here, Hugh, and be a big-time relief pitcher. And I think he could be the key to winning the World Series this year. 215-592-9494. I've seen this story a million times in baseball. Brett Myers did this back in the day. I mean, Adam Wainwright did this. Jonathan Papelbon started as a starter. He was so good in the bullpen, he didn't leave for 15 years. Chris Sale came up in the bullpen, went back to the rotation. David Price, I've seen it a million times. Starting pitchers can play up in the bullpen. I get it. It's going to make people uncomfortable, Hugh, because everyone's planned for this guy to be the next top of the rotation guy, and this would change his trajectory. I get it, but I'm willing to do it to save the bullpen. Hugh, where do you come down? Andrew Painter's the best pitching prospect they've had here in 20 years. Would you move him to the bullpen?
You know what? You make a compelling argument. I'm not going to lie about that, especially when you talk about the way that this bullpen has looked in the last couple outings that they've had, you know, a little bit tired. But I look at it like this. I remember when I got here, because that was his timeline when I first got to town.
Yep, a couple years ago.
Unfortunately for him, you know, he had the Tommy John and all the other good stuff. But the buzz and the excitement surrounding this young man, it was clear that he factored into their long-term plans as far as a starter is concerned. Third starter, whatever the case may be, he factored in huge to that. I think you'll stunt his growth if you put him in the bullpen, Joe, and I don't want to do that. If there's some other plan, there's some other options that I think that you could do in order to make this work. And initially, I was thinking about putting Ranger, the guy in the bullpen. But this being Ranger's year, who knows? I just, for whatever reason, I feel like most baseball players are not, you know, you just can't come to them and say, you know, hey, this is what we need you to do. I'm going to do it, especially when you talk about the money that's going to be involved with Rangers.
Because he's a free agent.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Now, he has been a reliever, though, in the past.
Yeah, he has. I mean, and that would probably be my first thought. My second thought would probably put Taiwan Walker in there, because I think he's a guy that has been in that role before, you know, and even though his last outing wasn't the greatest, I mean, I think he would be serviceable in the bullpen. But I'm saving Andrew Painter for the rotation. That's what I would do.
215-592-9494. Where do you come down? It feels like we all know there's a problem, and everyone's just avoiding the elephant in the room, that they have a pitcher that could do this. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that Andrew Painter if you just put him in the major leagues 3 weeks from now, could get people out in the bullpen. There's no doubt. I mean, he has elite stuff. He's already mowing down everyone he faces, you know, wherever he is. It's single A, Clearwater, making his way through the rehab here because they want to make him a starting pitcher, and he is one. That's fine. But I'm willing to change his trajectory. I'm willing to take him off this path for now because this bullpen is a problem. Hugh, you mentioned the last 3 or 4 days. They're ranked 29th in baseball in bullpen ERA. They have a 5.81 ERA of their bullpen. It's not just a problem now. It's a huge problem. 215-592-9494. Again, I look at this pitcher and I say, this is the answer to the problem. This is, like, I think Ranger could do it, to your point. I think Ranger could help down there.
Or Taiwan.
I think they could help, but but I don't know if they'd be elite at it. This kid with his stuff, I think he could be a difference maker in the bullpen. And let's be real. They don't need a starting pitcher this year. I mean, again, 3 months from now, they may have an injury and they need him. If you tell me right now, what do the Phillies need? No one's going to say a starting pitcher.
No, but I would like to see him in a rotation.
I know, and I like but I need to win.
And not only that, I mean, even though we have Nola here for a while, you've been on the bed, you've been on the side that maybe Nola's starting to, you know, reach his twilight years.
Yeah, he probably is.
A little bit earlier. So, yeah, I want him to be the frontline starter. I want him to be one of my starters.
I just feel like the Phillies don't need a fifth starter to win the World Series. They need an elite bullpen arm. And there's one in Clearwater, Florida. His name's Andrew Painter. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Rob Thompson this weekend talking about leaning on his high leverage guys, which he seems to do a lot, and right now it's not working.
You really had to lean on some of your higher leverage guys in the first month of the season. Does that worry you at all? Something in common?
Well, you know, again, it's just part of the season, and I think that'll even itself out over time. But we played so many close games there for a long period of time that, yeah, we did lean on them. But they're a pretty resilient group, and I think we've taken care of them, too, at the same time.
See, he says that, but Hugh, because he only trusts 3 of his 7 guys down there, I'm starting to wonder if they're going to get worn out, right? The Alvarado's been really good. Strom's been mostly really good. Kirkering's been a little up and down, but he's obviously one of the better guys. If Dombrowski doesn't get him some help, he's going to wear those 3 that are actually good out by August. They got to figure it. They need a bullpen arm quickly here. And obviously, Jordan Romano, not that guy. Hugh, we thought he was getting better.
He was turning a corner.
Rough weekend. I mean, he almost blew a 7-run lead. Let's hear from Romano after the game on Saturday when he gave up a whole bunch of runs that ninth inning.
You don't feel like today is something that's going to spark. You feel like you can leave today and feel confident the next time.
You know what's, like, honestly crazy to me? It's like I went out there and I kind of, like, executed what I wanted to do. It was just the worst result possible. I wanted to go out there. I wanted to drive the zone with my heater. Throw the slider in there for strikes. And, I mean, I did that. I just got crushed.
Says Jordan Romano. Does that make you feel better or worse that he felt good about his pitches?
You're going to get mad at me when I say this.
Oh, no.
But he sounded like he just had a bad day. Like, why you look at me like that?
He came into a game where they're winning by 7 runs against the Marlins, almost lost.
I'm not disputing that.
Yeah.
I'm just listening to what he said in his delivery. And it just sounds like he had a bad day. I mean, listen, and that's not me being a company man or anything like that.
I mean,
that is company man talk. I'm listening to his demeanor. It was just like, hey, man, you know, he just had a bad day.
His ERA for the season is 15.
No, yeah. His last outing was better than this outing. But that's what I heard when he has to come out there and he has to redeem himself. But it didn't sound like a guy who felt like, you remember a few weeks ago, we were talking about his velocity and everything. He said he felt fine.
And his velocity was up. He just got smashed.
Yeah. It feels like he's still trying to work some things out.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I'm just telling you.
The guy's a 15 ERA.
You asked me what I heard.
You called the Marlins tomato cans 5 minutes ago, and now
no, they are tomato cans.
Well, they teed off on them.
They did.
Like it was batting practice.
But I guess what I'm not defending anything.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is,
company man Douglas is right.
Everybody's looking at me. I'm trying to say it in a way that y'all
the YouTube people
anyway.
Are going to kill
yeah,
you
the
for
YouTube
this.
People, they're going to kill me.
Yeah.
But no, it doesn't sound like he's in a bad spot. It just sounded like he had a bad day.
Well, it was a very bad day. Luckily, Topper got him out before he actually blew the game. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies move Andrew Painter to the bullpen? I would start the process right now. I understand his development. Everyone wants to be a starter. We'll figure that out next year and the year after that. I got to get him in the bullpen.
Like, you can't have this.
No, because I think he could be the difference between winning the World Series or not. Like,
no,
that's
what we need tonight. We need Nola to go. He got to give us 6 to 7 innings.
What about 8 and 9 with this bullpen? Every night you need the bullpen. I need Painter in the bullpen now. All right, Buzz in for Kyle today. Buzz, what are you thinking here? As the Phillies bullpen is currently 29th in baseball with a 5.81 ERA, should they pull the Painter trigger?
Yeah, no, I'm not pulling the trigger just yet. Listen, I know that it's tempting. I know the bullpen has obviously been a huge issue. 29th in baseball, I know it feels like every year, if you polled every baseball fan, do you have a problem in your bullpen? Everyone would say yes. The Phillies actually have a bullpen problem right now. I'll give you the flip side of it, though. You just made the joke about, like, Nola needs to go 8 innings. It feels like every starter is going to need to go 8 innings. How about how worn out these starters are going to go? This might be the problem on April 21st, but by June, July, August, these starters are going to be worn out because Thompson doesn't trust going to anyone in that bullpen. And I worry about that as well. We've kind of heard in the preseason, during spring training, Thompson allude to the idea they might go to a six-man rotation once Painter comes up. I'd rather go to that model. I'd rather put Ranger Suarez in the bullpen if you gave me the choice, like Hugh Douglas mentioned. I'm more worried, A, about this guy's development, B, how many innings these starters are going to have to take down. They've been pretty fortunate when it comes to starter injuries, you know, in recent years as well. You imagine at some point, maybe one of those guys has to go on an IL stint, or you at least have to prepare for the possibility. No, I'm not stunting this guy's growth, and I think you might actually need him more in a starting role, and one of those other guys go down the bullpen, even if you're looking narrowly at the 2025 season.
215-592-9494. I want to push this button. Andrew Painter is healthy. He's throwing heat down at single A. He's going to be ready here in a couple months to be a starter. I want to put him in the bullpen starting now. Like, and part of it for me is, and I'm not trying to make him a one-inning reliever because he obviously can be stretched out. He's a starter. I think of him as a 2 or 3 inning guy. You're winning in the 6th inning, 3-1. He finishes that game. It's like the old school fireman kind of reliever. And they can help your starting rotation, can help your bullpen. He's a difference maker. And look, I don't think the Phillies need a 5th starter to win the World Series. They need a star bullpen arm. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. We've got a lot to do today with the draft. Reed's going to join us coming up at 11 o'clock. We've got a prize to give away. Some more stuff on AJ. How about AJ Brown? We hope he gets his car back, Hugh. AJ Brown tweeted his car was stolen this morning.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, I don't know what kind of car it was.
Yeah, well, he didn't say that.
But, I mean, man, if you know your car, I'd suggest you go get it. Because it probably won't be there long. I mean, usually when they steal cars, it's on the clock.
Yeah.
And if they don't get it within 24 hours, a couple days, it's probably gone, especially if it's a high-end vehicle.
Well, it probably is. So we hope AJ gets his car back. He's obviously been a big talking point for other reasons the last couple of days. Go to the phone lines to start us off. Chris in Middletown up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy NFL draft week.
Thursday is going to be a fun day. What's up, Chris?
Here's what's going on. Before we get into this, I got some words here. I looked at the opening topic on X, like I always do when I'm calling in to see where the show is going. It wasn't there. Then when I called, the phone just kept ringing and ringing and ringing. I'm like, how? What is going on?
Oh, so you got to rip Buzz for this. Yeah.
Take your shot at Buzz.
I had to wait a few minutes and try again. And now I understand why. It's because Buzz is producing. Buzz, you know, you're up in the big leagues today, Buzz. Okay. This isn't the afternoon show. You're producing the best talk show on the radio in the country. So lock in, Buzz. Okay?
I need to Buzz lock catches in.
Chris, you're still leading off. It's not like I put in 5 callers ahead of you.
Anyway.
Lock in. We all got to lock in.
Dismissive.
Lock in. Guys, have faith in the bullpen. It'll be fine.
No, it won't.
Listen, Howie is going to get this all fixed very soon.
Howie?
Joe, we are not putting Painter in the bullpen. As usual, you're speaking craziness, and Mr. Baseball Douglas has to carry you through the show.
We have one of the best arms in the organization mowing people down in Clearwater. Meanwhile, I got to watch Tanner Banks and the crap they got up here. Get him up here and get him in the bullpen.
All right. Listen, I have the answers for you.
I'm listening.
So today, on this Monday, to all you panic people, to all you people out there, including you, Joe, Here are my top five solutions. Number five, we trade Bohm and go get a bullpen arm. Number four, Ranger goes to the bullpen. That's already going to be a given. This is going to happen. Number three, and this is one that I am big on right now, Nola to the bullpen. With Taiwan leading the pitching staff, Nola goes to the bullpen and gives us an extra arm out there. Number two is we fire Topper. We send a message that this nonsense isn't going to happen. This is the legacy year for Bryce, and we need to win the championship. And number one, I'm going back to my earlier comment, Joe. It was not in error. We hire Howie Roseman to also be the GM of the Philadelphia Phillies. He can do both. He's already walking on water and setting and breaking records across the NFL for what he's doing there. He knows talent. Let this guy be the judge of talent. Let him GM. We've heard of players that play football and baseball. We've seen it with Dion. We've seen it with Bo Jackson. Why can't a GM do it, Joe?
Well, sure they can, but you're telling me my idea is crazy to take you want to take Howie and make him the Phillies GM. You want to fire Topper. The new manager will still have the same same bad bullpen to work with. Same bullpen.
That's nope. Howie smells talent. Okay. He could see it a mile away. He'll work out a perfect trade like he always does, and he'll fleece these other teams. He'll rebuild the bullpen, and we're going to be okay. Guys, a lot of tongue-in-cheek this morning. It's April. Romano's cooked. The cheese guy, I mean, he is what he is, okay? He's cut cheese. He stinks. He's trash. But it's going to be okay. We're going to right the ship, and all will be well. But lock in. Thursday is magic night.
Well, we're almost there. It's almost how he sees it. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. I know he was half kidding there. That was a lot of brain wrestling. We want to fire Topper. Yeah. We want to move Noah to the bullpen. You know, Hugh, at some point they're going to have to fix the bullpen, probably with a trade, right? They're probably going to make a trade during the season or transition someone else. I just think this is the highest upside move. If they try to find an arm like Andrew Painter, they're going to have to pay a lot, right? You don't just get those guys. You're going to have to pay a lot. My way, it's easy. You move them to the bullpen. Why is everybody worried about 2026, 2027?
No,
I
want him to be a frontline starter now. I would probably say, between those two moves, I would probably move Taiwan. Because Ranger's coming up soon, right? He's had a couple rehab starts, correct?
Is this company man, Douglas?
No, it's not. I'm saying,
why
listen,
are we worried about Ranger's wallet? You are worried about his wallet.
No, like I said, when I threw it out there, I don't see Ranger being open to going to the bullpen in a contract year.
He might, but what is he going to do? Not do it? Like, this is where we need you.
I mean, who makes more money, the reliever or the starter?
Well, this Dave Dombrowski can go tell him where you're going.
No, I'm just saying.
Send the boss.
I mean, and then think about it like this, Joe. And this is the reason why I feel like this. It's not for the better. I mean, it would be for the betterment of the squad. But how many people on this squad so far have done what was better for the team, for the most part? When you hear about certain guys moving to different positions and Bryce Harper moving back in outfield.
Be the difference in the world, Ranger.
If I'm Ranger, and this is, I'm going to be totally honest with you, and knowing what we think we know about the Bryce Harper, ask him to move, and he said no, I'd be like, well, hell, Bryce didn't move.
Well,
I'm not moving.
That's fine. Then you know what? Then I'm moving.
Selfish.
Andrew Painter, who has no skin in the game yet. He hasn't been a big leaguer. Your way to the major leagues, in my mind, is the bullpen. 215-592-9494. Plus, he can come back to the rotation. This isn't forever.
It's a different mentality. I don't know, Joe.
Oh, I think
I don't know.
Dominated.
I think the mentality is different as a reliever.
Probably.
As a starter.
I mean, look, Chris Sale did this when he first got the biggest. Then he went back to rotation. I mean, this can happen. You can do it, and then you transition back. 215-592-9494. Should the Phillies move Andrew Painter to a bullpen role? I say start that process now. Hugh doesn't want to do it. Buzz doesn't want to do it. I got brain wrestling with callers already. Just we have one of the best pitchers in the world throwing against nobodies in Clearwater. Get him to the bullpen and get him up here now. 215-592-9494. All right, lots to do. On the other side, you'll hear from Dave Dombrowski what he said. You got to hear this delusion from Dombrowski about his bullpen. He said yesterday morning, we'll set you up as well for Hugh's clues. as we got a great prize giveaway.
Oh, yeah, Hughes Clues. Oh, y'all know y'all love it.
And they're waiting and they're upset already. 215-592-9494. It's a midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillo, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Buzz in for Kyle today. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Rhea's going to join us coming up in the 11 o'clock hour.
Can't wait.
Yeah, Rhea, we can't wait for Rhea's take on the draft stuff, on AJ, and of course this Phillies bullpen, which is a disaster right now. We will get to the latest on the AJ Brown trade saga, which a lot of people, Hugh, were all...
they were all in the Phillies.
Some
this
hypothetical
weekend,
conversations. Everyone was talking about it.
You know what I find
even
odd?
Up in Boston, they were talking about
you
it.
You know what I find odd about that? You got a lot of heat for that.
Oh, I just ignored that.
But I was with you.
I know.
Nobody said anything.
I saw that too. It's like, wait, Hugh agreed with me.
I agree with you. It never ceased to amaze me that people don't, especially in this day and age, don't take the time out to get like all the conversation.
No.
Take the snips. We do snippets, man, to get people to go to the and watch the show.
Sure.
But people take the snippets and and don't understand the context and get all bent out of shape.
Right, we have snippets like when you like the tomato cans thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like we have snippets on the show all the time. It doesn't mean that's the whole show.
No, and that's
you're not always a company, man. Just sometimes. Just sometimes.
Shots fired. Cow, cow. But no, I just found it fascinating that nobody, like you don't have to agree with the take. I don't care about that. You don't have to agree with anything that I say. But at least do yourself a favor and listen to what's being said before you judge. Because everything that everybody was trying to tell us, we basically threw in the conversation.
Sure, of course.
We knew it was hypothetical. Yeah. We know that there's some money that's involved with that. I mean, we're not dummies. Not all the time.
So, I mean, you know maybe mean? Like half the show, but not the full show. Not
the
every
full
day.
Show.
But the best is when you read the comments and you can clearly tell they didn't even watch the clip. They just read the caption.
Yeah, that's it. And it's crazy because that's what we all do. That's what most people do. I think it's very important, very, very important in this day and age, to if you see something, to go vet it yourself before you comment on it.
Well, it's almost like people do headline reading with articles. They don't read the article. They see the headline and they react. But we'll get to more on the AJ stuff, including what was said up in Boston on Friday.
Boston.
On WEEI and the latest from Adam Schefter on is there any possibility of an A.J. Brown trade later on this week with the draft coming up. All right, we'll get to that. First, the Phillies, though. Their bullpen is a disaster. I mean, like, I wanted to be really excited. They won 2 out of 3, but they were this close to losing 2 out of 3 to an awful baseball team because their bullpen. Romano's a problem. They got 3 guys they trust right now, and Kirkman's not even pitching that well. They could wear those 3 guys out very quickly. Huge series starting out against the Mets, and I just feel like there's an obvious solution here that a lot of people, or at least the Phillies, I'll just say, have not wanted to broach. And that is the fact that Andrew Painter is healthy. He's throwing the ball really well. And I think he'd be an electric, electric reliever. Put him in the bullpen. Start that transition now. And he could be a guy that gives you 2-3 innings out of the bullpen in huge games in September and October. I'm not worried about his development. He's young. He could transition him back to the rotation one day. The Phillies don't need a starter to win the World Series. They need a reliever. That guy could be Andrew Painter. Let's hear from Dave Dombrowski. Yesterday, I believe this was yesterday morning, so before a bullpen meltdown loss, but whatever. It was after Romano. And here is Dombrowski trying to spin the positive about the bullpen. I'm not buying it. Here's Dombrowski.
We're in a spot where it's been sort of a real diverse situation because we've got some guys out there that have just been throwing absolutely outstanding. Alvarado's been tremendous. Strom from the left-hand side made the All-Star team. He's pitching great again. Kirkring from the right-hand side has really jumped up and is a premier right-handed reliever. So those 3 guys have been there. Banks has done a nice job for us as a third left-hander. From the right-handed side, we really have had a struggle so far. It's been Romano has not pitched like we thought he would. Now, he is healthy, which is good. I think he will bounce back. He hasn't been out there for a while, but we need guys like Romano. Joe Ross pitched well yesterday. He has been a little bit inconsistent for us. So we need those type of guys to step up. And if they do, and we think they have the capabilities, all of a sudden you say, well, that bullpen's really good, as long as the other guys keep pitching the way they do and stay healthy. But we're in a position where that is something we have to continue to assess. And I do think that guys like Romano and Ross will come around and pitch like they have in the past and be really good for us as the year progresses.
Hugh, this is where executives, and Dave's been around for 40 years. He's really good at kind of saying the right thing. He can't, I understand, he was on MLB Network Radio. He can't go on there and say, boy, I built a bad bullpen, right? Like, he's got to still stay steadfast that I believe in these guys.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was a lie detector there, it would have been beeping all over the place.
Come on, Romano.
Romano, Joe Raw, like, half the guys that have stunk so far, he's like, well, we still think they have the stuff to be good. Sure, but they've not been good so far at all this season. I mean, in his whole bullpen, I'd say 3 pitchers right now look like you trust them to come into a game. The other guys you want nowhere near the game. So, he could say all that, but actions speak louder than words. I would think pretty soon here he's going to have to start shuffling guys, maybe from the minor leagues. Maybe they make a trade eventually, or Ranger goes to Penn or what. Like, they can't just keep running these same guys out there.
Yeah, there are options. And I think that, you know what the unfortunate thing about this is that, yeah, it's still early in the season,
yeah,
but it's some of the same stuff that we heard last year.
Sure.
And we saw the collapse. And that's what makes people uncomfortable. It's one of those things where, you know, when you hear Topper say something to the effect that, hey, they're going to start hitting like on the back of their cards or whatever. So it looks like Bryce is about to do that or starting to do that.
Bryce got hot.
Yeah.
Stott had, you know, the leadoff thing with Stott, Hugh, that's worked out well so far.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where we are in a position as Phillies fans right now that every time you say something, we ain't trying to hear that because we saw it last year. And even though there is some truth to what you're saying, it just doesn't feel comfortable when you have the games like you had yesterday, when you see the bullpen go out there and, you know, give away a game like that.
And you can't run from a bad bullpen. No. Like, there's things that are positive in the offense. I think the Stott leadoff thing has worked well. Turner had a big weekend offensively. Bryce has gotten red hot. Schwarber behind Harper is where. Castellanos is off to a nice
that's
start.
That's something you're going to start. You're going to do something about that.
Yeah, like,
you're going to make it through the whole season.
No.
Making that man some money.
I mean, look, who, Schwarber?
Yeah, Schwarber's going to need, you're going to break bread with Schwarber.
Yep, and he, look, he's helped protect Harper. Like, a lot of things are moving are progressing the right way with the everyday lineup and with the starting rotation with three big starters. But this bullpen is a disaster. I want to move Andrew Painter to the bullpen and have him help this year in the spot they need. Not the future. I'm worried about now. 215-592-9494. All right, we'll get to Hughes Clues in a minute, but Hugh, we got some breaking Eagles news.
What
we got?
Breaking news.
They found AJ's car.
They did not. Well, I don't know about that, but that's not the news I have in front of me. Adam Schefter, who's all over the news as the draft is happening this week. Pro Bowl center Cam Jurgens and the Philadelphia Eagles have reached an agreement today on a four-year, $68 million extension that includes $39.4 million guaranteed that contractually ties him to the Eagles for the 2029 season. Another young player locked up. Hugh, I think we felt this one coming when last season ended. I'm glad they did it, and now they have Mailata, Dickerson, Cam, Lane,
they
all
got
locked
up. They got the line locked down,
yep.
Man.
What do you feel?
I'm just...
What do you got?
No, it's just ironic.
What is? Oh, don't.
What? I'm just saying.
That they paid another offensive player?
I mean, they
Well, they had to pay him.
I mean,
they're going to let him leave?
Okay,
he's a young player.
Okay, hypothetically.
Yeah.
Hypotheticals here. Mm-hmm. But that's what we deal in. That seems to get the meter moving around mm-hmm. these parts.
Well, don't do that. You're not allowed, actually.
You're not allowed, man.
It's hypothetical radio. Now, what were you going to say?
The CJG's Day thing. They could have gave him some money.
They could have.
Yeah, but they didn't.
So this would have been, I believe, the last year of Cam's deal. So if they didn't do it now, he would have been a free agent next year.
Yeah, I mean, you had to.
Yeah.
I mean, this is...
No, I mean, I get your point.
This is the chess move.
Well, this is... But this is... I'm sorry for saying this, everyone. This is what you mean. Like, they keep paying all the offensive guys.
And every day... There's something that happens that it's like, wow,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, and this still is a fluid situation, but that was the immediate thing that I thought about. Not trying to, galvanize my position in any kind of way.
I told
that's
you so, Douglas. Just showed up on a Monday.
Doing. I was just,
that's what you're doing.
But that's just crazy though, because of, you know, all the people that we lost on the defensive side of the ball, we're still like, that's. They're just showing up the offensive side.
So I actually think this could be a steal for them. If he keeps playing well.
Yeah, you definitely got him for
4 years, 68.
The low.
Yeah, I mean, what are we talking about here? That's about $17 million per year?
16 and a half? 17,
yeah.
Look at Buzz with the quick math.
I know, we got math here.
I don't know if I was correct. I think 17 was correct.
Okay, we're in the ballpark. Yeah, it's something like that.
But it's the way you say it with confidence, though.
So it just sounds correct.
Well, because when we do math, it's a whole
it's
lot of
him. It's nowhere close.
It's a whole lot of him and his
so arm. Like, actually, let's do the math here. 68 divided by 2 is 34.
What? It's 17. It's 17.
17.
Yes, it's 17.
I think it could be a steal. I wouldn't be surprised as soon if centers start making 20 a year the way guards have started to make 20 a year. So Jurgens has been a tremendous player for them since they drafted him. He is locked up here, Cam Jurgens. So they got the left tackle, the left guard, the center, the right tackle. Locked up for years to come. We'll see about that right guard spot. 215-592-9494. And unfortunately, more ammo for Hugh Douglas and his ammunition on offense, defense, luxury, all that crap. I mean, really.
What did you say? Keep your powder dry.
I'm telling you. If they don't draft a defensive player in the first round on Thursday, I might curse. Because
I'm just saying.
Because you'll be
What you talking about? I'm just saying.
You'll be unbearable Friday.
And nobody still wants hit. I'm just a visionary around these parts.
No, stop.
I mean, it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
It's not. I mean, that's not what
visionary Hugh at midnight on Thursday after they take an offensive player.
I'm just going to walk out of the draft show. I'm going to leave if they take an offensive player.
Listen, if they take an offensive player Thursday night, I might need an escort out the building because I might just catch some strays just because people
cut
mad.
His mic off. Cut it off.
People mad at me about something the Eagles did.
Yeah, it's a mess. All right, 215-592-9494. Your take on the Andrew Painter situation. He dominated again in his short start on Friday night. He's going to keep pitching like once a week. They're building him up to rotation. It's all wonderful. He's a great prospect. I think he's going to be a tremendous pitcher in the big leagues. I want to move him to the bullpen to help the rest of the season. I'll reintegrate him as a starter 2026, 2027. The Phillies don't need a starter to win the World Series. They need a bullpen arm, and I think Painter could be electric. Hugh doesn't want to do it. Buzz doesn't want to do it. Everyone's afraid of putting their best arm they have in the bullpen.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment. All so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
We'll talk about that and, of course, the CAM extension. All right, let's before we go back to the phones, Hugh, we have a prize to give away. How about this? We have ourselves here. You know what they did again, Hugh?
What'd they do?
Well, they did that thing where they tell me it's $94.
Oh, they let you do liberties.
Yeah, but, well, I don't like that. Like, to me, it sounds better if you have a $100 gift card, yeah, so why don't we do this? We have a $100 gift card. I'm adding $6 here to Sunoco to give away today. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. $100 gift card on the line. Let's play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Use clues and you.
You know what, Joe? I've come to the realization that no matter how I give these clues out, nobody's really paying that much attention, so it don't really matter.
So you're taking the pressure off yourself?
I'm not taking the pressure off myself. I said that.
Pass the buck, Douglas. Over.
Well, I just said I felt like I'm going to make it a little easier for everybody.
Oh.
Make it a little easier for everybody.
We'll see about that.
With this first clue.
All right, what we got?
This first clue is... Mm-hmm. This actress has been featured on the Times 100 Most Influential list.
So the list that Jalen was on last week, yes. At some point she was on.
She was on this list. At some point she was on this list.
All right, so this has been
See
a.
See what I did there?
Yes.
Made it easier. Gave him a she. I didn't keep it vague.
Yeah, this is an actress.
Yeah, it's an actress. Actress. Like a for real actress, because y'all all like to talk about how.
I co-signed
Diana
this one.
Ross.
Yeah, this.
Yeah. This is a real
Buzz,
actress.
Is Diana Ross an actress or a singer?
I think of her more as a singer.
Well, most people do. Yeah, Hugh does not.
But because she acted like once, then she's an
what
actress
you mean?
Too.
She acted like a bunch of times. Yeah, Buzz, don't do that.
But everyone knows her as a
Lady
singer.
Lady Sings the Blues.
Okay. Do you hear the name of that? Lady Sings the Blues?
Yeah, but she was. But she, of course, she was singing in a movie.
Yeah. Because she's a singer.
With her and Billy Dee, they did a couple. Mahogany?
Yes.
Mahogany is the greatest movie that was ever made.
I don't know if that's true or not.
But I guess like Justin Timberlake does both, but Mahogany. I would think singer first.
Yes, of course.
No, he's an actor.
No.
He's a singer before he's an actor.
He was a part of that, what was that, the Backstreet Boys?
Justin Timberlake.
Backstreet Boys.
Wait a minute.
NSYNC.
NSYNC.
NSYNC, yeah.
Justin Timberlake is a musical artist.
He's from Memphis.
A musical artist who then did some acting. Come on now. Our actress is our first clue today, and this actress was at one point on the Time Influential 100. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
All right. Hey, Hugh, man. More better clues, Hugh. Come on,
what
baby.
Are you talking about, man? That was a great clue. You just got to go. It was a great clue.
No, I know. I'm gonna try my best, man. Listen, man. Yesterday, I wasn't feeling too down on the team. It's just like, you know, we got to bring that broom out when we up like that, man. Just bring that broom on out, especially when we home, man. All these games do count. We're going to need majority of these games, man. Like, if we could close them out. What I do like is, and I'm glad they started doing, they hitting the ball, man. That's the main thing I've been wanting to see for, you know, the last three seasons. They hitting the ball, getting on base, making sacrifice hits, everything, man. It's not all about rocking it out the park all the time. We see the score is going up each and every game, man. And that's what I've been wanting to see for these last few seasons. And now they really really focusing on that. You know, that's a big thing. You know, other thing is, you know, I'm with you, man. I'm with you, Joe. Like if this bullpen don't pick up, man, listen, I say by June, man, you might as well bring the young bull in, man. Let him go ahead and cook, man, because we're going to need him. We need a spark, man. And I think, like you said, he's going to be the spark. I think the pieces are starting to come together, man. I think everybody is starting to understand their job, what they need to do. And, you know, I would like to see, I don't know the exact term for it, but, like, if it's two players on base, I want both of them to be off that base ready to go in, man. You know what I mean? Because that's working the pitcher. And 9 times out of 10, you're not going to get both of them out. So let's keep working that pitcher, man. And I think that's what's helping the team and running them points up. So.
Well, I mean, look, they had a good weekend offensively. They did. Friday night they hit a lot. Saturday they hit a lot. Yesterday they should have hit enough to win. I mean, with the lead they had. But this bullpen, Will, and that's what you said there. Like, this guy could be a difference maker. To me, Painter would be so much more important to this team as a reliever than pitching every fifth day. Because those other 4 days, we still got a bullpen problem. Well, I don't think these guys are just going to wake up tomorrow, this bullpen, and it's going to be any good. I mean, they've got a real bullpen problem we got to fix here. Will, are you ready to give us a guess for Hugh's Clues? What are you thinking?
I'm not ready, man. So
come on, give us an actress. You got this, Will.
I'm going to try, because I know I struck out on it already, and maybe lightning don't strike the same place twice. How about Demi Moore, man?
Demi Moore. Not it, Will. We appreciate it, though.
I think it's to me.
But he thought about it, though. I mean, I wasn't going to be that obvious. Yeah, that wasn't the first one, I guess.
She did come up the other day.
She did.
Now, to be fair to Will, she was on the most recent list, that the Influential 100 list. Big V is in Mount Laurel talking to Andrew Painter here. What's up, Big V?
Yo, here we go. Once again, Jillio, one and everything right now. Well, they should just call you right now Jillio.
Why would I want it tomorrow if I could have it now? I don't get it. Of course.
Well, you see here, you've got an issue about our bullpen.
No, the Phillies have an issue. This is not my issue. The Phillies have an issue.
Well, okay, but look, Topper has been addressing those issues, and he's been making changes. I mean, what are we, one game behind first?
They have the second worst bullpen ERA in the sport. What is he addressing? What? They stink out there.
Yeah, but they got the second best team in the division.
That doesn't, Big V, that's irrelevant. It's early in the season. The issue is this bullpen isn't good enough.
What I'm saying is that it's early in the season in the bullpen to be addressed, but one thing that is really stupid is bringing up somebody from a developmental league to play with in the big league.
So hold on. So I don't. This doesn't have to be tomorrow, but they have to start the process of making him a reliever now. Like, that's what I mean. Like, get him ready to pitch out of the bullpen. They don't need him in the rotation this year.
Okay, they don't need him in the rotation this year?
No.
Okay, then why are we having this conversation?
Because they have a bullpen hole. Yeah,
the bullpen issues. Joe want to put him in the bullpen to help save the bullpen.
Oh, okay. Well, one is that. Let me give you one name.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Hoeing,
the Eagles quarterback.
Yeah, remember they rushed his development because the Eagles need him right now, and we haven't heard from him since.
So
he wasn't rushed. He
stunk.
He.
I mean, let's be real.
He was well. He did well under Gruden. And then that was when I got here.
Dana Bible. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Dana Bible.
Right, yeah. Right.
And then so after he was.
Right. He could have developed a little bit more.
Would you call it cooked?
Yeah. So you think if Andrew Painter comes here, he's not going to get outs because he's coming out of the bullpen?
Well, right now he's striking outs, but he's striking outs with not great players. Now you're going to put him in a situation where he's dealing with the major league best.
No. I didn't say he has to come up tomorrow, but they got to start getting him ready to pitch out of the bullpen. That's what I mean. So when he gets up here in July, he's in the bullpen.
Once again, like I said in the beginning, right now, Dillio.
What are you talking about, Big V? Right now, are they trying to win the World Series this year?
Okay, we've got 100 and how many games?
No. You got to wake up here, Big V. They're trying to win the World Series, and this guy is a difference maker, and they got him in a role that he's not going to make enough difference there.
Dillio, to make coffee, you got to wait for the water to get hot.
Got to wait for the water to get hot, Joe. Mm. It's a metaphor.
Yeah, see, and you're not waiting. You just right now. Okay, wait for it to get hot. Let Topper do his cooking, and, we'll make it.
Topper, the team almost blew an 8-run lead on Saturday.
Almost blew it, but we still won it. So which one's more important?
Almost blew it. They almost blew it to the Marlins, Big V. I mean, that team stinks.
No. Mm-mm. Come on now.
All right, Big V, you got a guess for us. What are you thinking here? Actress.
Actress.
Mm-hmm.
Selma Hayek.
Oh,
you hit it. You hit it, Big V.
Right out the gate.
Boom.
Oh, come on, a great
guy. Hey.
How about that?
That was, hey.
You know what?
With all that trash about Hugh Clues.
Well, hold on. You just gave a complete guess.
Yeah.
You did, like, did the clue give it away, or did you just guess
you
a
just
famous
actor?
You
got lucky.
Yeah, come on.
No, actually, I kind of listen to Hugh. I listen to the show a lot. I kind of get into Hugh's mindset, so when he says certain things, I can click on.
You just guessed, be honest.
I can lock
you just totally guessed. Good job, Big V.
That's a damn good guess.
Yeah,
though.
You got a $100 gift card to Sunoco.
See, I did tee it up. I teed it up for him.
Yeah. Now you feel good about this?
Oh, no, I feel great. I feel great every day. I get some great clues, man. It's just the folks that's listening that don't comprehend.
My favorite part is there's no in between lately. It takes until the end of the show or boom, right away. No in between.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, Big V just won a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. Let's make it 100. All right. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Should the Phillies move Andrew Painter to the bullpen to help this team? I would do it. There's been plenty of starters. Chris Sale, Adam Wainwright, David Price, Brett Myers that have gone and transitioned. You could move him back at one point. I mean, it doesn't have to be forever in his whole career, but I want him in the bullpen for this season. That's where the team needs help. Should the Phillies pull that lever or just let him develop as a starter? 215-592-9494. We'll react to the Phillies weekend. More on the draft. The A.J. Brown situation, hypotheticals and stolen cars, rejoins us next here on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let's talk about bacon, but not just any bacon. Let's talk about some Hatfield bacon. From classic hardwood smoked to sweet maple brown sugar. Even extra thick cut and apple maplewood smoked bacon. Every slice is packed with flavor. Top your burger with this flavor. Level up your breakfast or snack straight from the pan. No judgment, because that's how I like to eat my bacon. Treat yourself to some Hatfield bacon today and taste the difference. Head to simplyhatfield.com to find a retailer near you and put some Hatfield pork on your fork.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.